Blog Talk Radio.
Presents Applause Radio. Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. How are you? Hope everybody's having a good week. My computer is acting up. It's running a little bit hot tonight. I think I'll have to ease my seat back and reach down in between the middle of my legs. It's hot. I don't know what there's like hot air coming out of it. My goodness, I don't know what it is. You know? It's weird. Anyway, I don't know if my computer's infected or what. My Norton or McCafferty, whatever it is, expired, renewed it on the main computer and put it on all the emails, but I'm getting all these pop-ups like crazy. It's driving me nuts, so I'm not happy about it. But anyway, yeah, I hope everybody's having a great week. We have a great show for you guys tonight. We've got actor Tim, I don't know if I'm butchering his last name, Mullen or Mullen. We will find out soon when we get him on the phone. And he is an actor in the new movie, Adam's Package. And it looks really, really funny. McCaffey, that's it. There we go. So it keeps popping up. Oh, my God. It's driving me nuts. It's really driving me nuts. It keeps saying that I'm expired. Yeah, well, I don't know why it's not linking up to this computer. So anyway, yeah, Tim is going to be joining us soon, and we had a great show the other night with Sassy Moen, and she's got her new series out. This one is the How to Hack Birth Control, and she's going to be running several series on hacking, computer hacking, well, not computer hacking, but how to hack things. The one I'm really into, and I can't. How to hack disinformation. That's going to be good. So anyway, what a wonderful woman. Enjoyed the conversation, and she's really got some talent behind her. I mean, that's a very original idea, and it's funny. So not only are you learning, but you're laughing at the same time. So you laugh and learn at the same time. So I need to try and reach out to the folks who sent Tim over to me. While we wait, I can play you guys a song. I hope you guys enjoyed the dance music night. Again, I apologize for the sound quality. I know how to do it the right way. I just don't know how many songs my platform will hold. If I do it the way I did the other night, I can play a million songs, obviously, but the sound quality is just not there. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to figure that out for our next music night for Rocktober. And you guys are going to really, really enjoy that. And again, this is my favorite time of the year, other than Christmas, is October. So Rocktober to me. So let me play you guys a song while I reach out to these folks and remind them that Tim has to give us a call. How about a great song? You know which one I love. I'm going to play Vehicle, Ides of March. Check this out.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Man, take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, man. God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. You know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I God in heaven, you know I love you.
Bam! Oh man, I love that song. Well, we had Tim. I couldn't talk to him while the music was on. He'll be calling us back in a second. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. That is one of my favorite songs. I have too many favorite songs. I can't even... I shouldn't even call them favorite songs because there's so many of them. But anyway, I believe now we have Tim joining us on the line. So, again, joining us tonight. Now, Tim, please, if I'm butchering your last name, I apologize. Tim Mullen from Adam's Package.
Perfect, which Excellent. Rarely happens. Most people try and say Mullen, but I always say it rhymes with pollen. You nailed
well,
it.
You know what? When I announced that you were coming on last week, I said Mullen. I wasn't sure. I know Mullen, so I thought it was Mullen. So I was like, thank God I said it right. But anyway, everybody, Tim Mullen from Adam's Package. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
I'm doing very well. And by the way, I love that song too, Vehicle. Great, Tim.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
The Ice
actually,
of Mark.
Yeah, well, Jim Peterick was on the show. That's why I play it, because I play it for him.
Now, I'm not sure who in that band, but somebody in that band ended up in another band, Survivor, in
yep,
the 80s.
That's Jim.
Well, he's got quite a legacy.
Oh, my God. He,
anyway,
you don't even know.
Sorry for that little detour.
Yeah, you don't even know. He's got he's written for 38 Special. My God, he's written for so many people. And he started Survivor. He was a co-writer on Eye of the Tiger. I mean, just an amazing. And what a guy. Nice guy. But, yes, I love that song, Vehicle. And he's got some other stuff that we play, too. But that one I keep on my platform so I can play it every now and again because I need it to pick me up. So
great tune, definitely.
Yes. So you're an East Coast guy, I see.
Yep, from upstate New York. And
lovely.
A little town. Well, it's not that little, but a small city, I should say, Binghamton, New York.
Yep. And there's a
We're about
big school
an hour
out
and
in Binghamton.
South of
yeah, Binghamton. Binghamton, what school is out there? The college, I believe. Is it Binghamton University, right?
correct. It used to be known as SUNY Binghamton, but yes, now it's Binghamton University. And the city is about an hour and a half south of Syracuse and about an hour and a half north of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did actually a radio interview with them. I had a number one song over at all the college stations back in, 2000. And they did a radio interview with me over the phone. So how funny is that? That's why the name rings a bell, Binghamton to me, the school itself. So now you're an L.A. guy and you're doing the L.A. scene, acting like crazy. So were you doing the acting more in the city here, or were you getting more popular out in L.A.?
So for most of my life, until like 3 years ago, I was a theater guy, so more stage. Majored in it in college, did a lot of improv troupes, and acted and directed in a lot of regional theater. Shakespeare, a lot of farces, and some drama. And 3 years ago, I had been living with my elderly mom after my father passed away. At 86, she got married.
Whoa.
Yeah.
God bless
her. There's hope for all of us, Joanne.
Right, yeah. It was just
so
for the show,
like,
right?
Oh, yeah. So I was thrilled for her. And that meant there was someone to take care of her so I could kind of do life 2.0. So at the age of 48, I was like, well, where do I want to go? I was like, I still want to do acting and I want to get into writing as well. So, but I wanted to try film and television. So I headed out here and kind of started over.
Nice, nice. And I hope she married a 16-year-old if she's lucky. Well, let's crazy. Let's say 18. Pardon me.
Well, she did rob the cradle. He was only 82.
Oh, how funny is that? Oh, my goodness. So now when you were over here in the city, did you get to do any Broadway at all?
No, I didn't. I worked once in the city in Manhattan for a very small production. But no, I never did any Broadway or even off Broadway. No, my work was all in upstate New York and then an occasional gig somewhere else like Portland, New York. I did a little work in Colorado, the big city lights in New York City. I wish. But.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, now they tried opening up again. I think they closed. Would they close down Aladdin, I think, maybe, or Lion King? Or I think Lion King had a COVID outbreak and they had to shut it down. I don't know if they opened it back up, but it's opening up, folks. Get over there. But now you're also an author. Now, did you write the books before you got into the acting, or was this done simultaneously?
So my whole life I've done both. And in the early 2000s, I got an opportunity to write a humor column for my local paper.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then on my own, I reached out to other small newspapers around the country and eventually was self-syndicated to over 300 small newspapers and websites.
Wow, good for you.
So that, thank you. That humor column was called Lost Journal. The concept was I'd pick a day in my past and write about it as though it were today. So I could be writing about last week. I could be writing about when I was 12 or when I was 3 days old, and I write from with an adult voice, but from the perspective of me at that age. Talk about growing up the youngest of six Irish Catholic boys in upstate New York. And so it's a memoir, but hopefully seemed to get a kick out of it. So did that for a bunch of years. And then when I kind of ran out of gas on ideas, I decided to end the column and then spend a year focusing on compiling them into three books with a photo for each.
Wow.
So they're on Amazon.com, Lost Journal volumes 1 through 3. And, I didn't make much money on either the column nor the books, but it feels good to be able to look at a bookshelf and point and say, I did that, you know? And a lot of people did write to me and especially from the column and let me know they enjoyed it. So That was
yeah.
fun.
Well, you know, it's not all about the money when you're creative. You know, it's just getting your art out there and your craft, even with the acting, too. It's not all about the money. If you got to do it because you love it. Not because, if you're in it for the
exactly.
money, you're in it for the wrong reason.
Oh, my God. I'm in my early 50s. I'm still a starving artist, but happy to be. I
exactly
was miserable
right.
in the corporate world, even though I was making good money. So I'm happy to be doing what I love and struggling financially, but that's
yeah.
life.
So what'd you do in the corporate world?
I was a technical writer and a marketing writer.
Very
before
cool.
that,
so
many
you,
years
you've
ago.
Always been,
a,
so you've always had the writing bug. That's cool.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere at my mom's house, there's a box with little that I wrote when I was 4 and 5 years old. And it's funny,
wow.
some of them went front to back or back to front because I didn't know how books work yet.
Yeah. Oh, God. How funny
kind of ridiculous.
Is that? But cute. But you still have
yeah.
them, too. You still have them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Save those. Yep.
Nice. So now I saw the trailer of Adam's Package. It looks really funny. It looks like there's a lot going on. That's for sure. So
yes.
So now it looks to me like you're playing the role of a therapist and maybe you befriend Adam, or that's what I gather.
Yeah. So I'm a Beverly Hills sex therapist and I have a client that is the fiance of Adam, and she's kind of the villain of the piece. So I fall in love with her, and I'm doing her bidding. She wants to knock off her husband for his insurance, or her fiance. So,
and that's just one plot. That's just one plot because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. It's a sci-fi movie. It's a thriller, romantic comedy. I would say romantic comedy is the main thing that it is, but lots of other stuff thrown in. So yeah, so I am hired to knock off Adam, but then I don't have the guts to do it, and I end up befriending him and helping him kind of battle his ex, who's now his nemesis.
And amongst other things.
Yes.
You know, because the photo of the what do you call the movie picture, the what do you call those? Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
The poster?
Thank you.
The poster?
Why couldn't I say that? Yeah, the poster, it looks a little deceiving when they're talking about Adam's package, meaning his private package.
Right. Yeah, what's interesting to me is, and I love that joke, gave it a great tagline, everybody wants to get their hands on Adam's package.
Right.
And it's helpful that our lead, as well as being a really good actor, is, you know, literally a male model. So he's a gorgeous guy, and that helps. So,
yeah, he's good looking. Yeah, he's really handsome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's a little deceptive in that the movie isn't that raunchy, really. There's no nudity. There's a few F-bombs, but it's not like a 80s teen comedy or anything. It's more wholesome laughs, I guess.
Yeah.
Other than a few things like my character's name, which is amusing. But we'll let people discover that when they see the movie.
Well, you know what? To be quite honest, Tim, you really don't need the sex and everything in a movie. I mean, my opinion has always been, me personally, how I feel. If people have to have that in the movie, like a lot of it, then the movie sucks. So they're just trying to sell it for the sex, you know what I mean? So to get the interest, you know, that's my opinion anyway, which means nothing.
I agree.
But
same thing with violence.
Know. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also love that somebody actually plays the role of somebody named Eve. So you got Adam and Eve in there as well.
Right. Yeah. And they're the – well, and she's another talented actor who's also gorgeous. So our leads are well chosen. It's a great cast. I really, really loved working with all these people. Not a weak link there, I don't think.
Yeah, and how long did it take to do the movie? Did you guys do it during the pandemic, or was it on hold? What was the situation with that?
We actually filmed it in early 2019.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We had a premiere at the end of that year, and then the pandemic kind of delayed distribution, so that was being figured out. So the COVID put it on hold. So I was thrilled when I heard that it was going to be coming out about a month ago. And we're proud of it and excited that people are finally able to see it. And I was impressed with just the numbers.
Yeah, is it in the theaters or only streaming?
Only streaming.
I shouldn't say only. Pardon me. I didn't mean it that way. Everything's streaming now.
No problem.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's the main way people are seeing stuff now.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was impressed with the number of outlets that our producers were able to get for it. So it's on Amazon Prime, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
On Apple TV and iTunes and Vudu and YouTube, Google Play. So there's a bunch of different options.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. That's great. Now, how did you land that role? Come about? I mean, I guess they got your headshot or you auditioned. I mean, tell us about that.
Sure. So the main avenue for actors out here before they get an agent, at least, or even after they've gotten an agent, there's a few main websites that post acting jobs. Actors Access is one of them. Casting Networks is another. Backstage.com. So they will post.
I was just going to say, is Backstage show business still out in paper, or is it only online now?
To be honest, I don't know if it's out on paper anymore. I kind of doubt it. But it's definitely one of the job listing sites that you use.
Right.
And I think that might be the one where the ad was for Adam's Package that I responded to and submitted a headshot and resume. And then they called me in for an audition, and then I was cast. It was
there. You go.
We went from there. So it was a pretty standard process.
Yep, that's what it is. Yeah. Well, now I was just wondering with COVID and all that, but it, like you said, you did it in 2019. And when you mentioned Backstage, I used to read that paper. You know, I used to look at things online myself when I worked in the city. I'd grab Backstage and Show Business, and I didn't know they were still around. I mean, it's been so long since I've been to the city. That's number one. And stupid me, why would I not think that it's online? I have no idea. I have no idea. So I'm excited for you.
So I know that you're a musician. Did you act as well?
Yeah, I did a few things. Nothing crazy. Small things. I mean, just for fun. I'm no actor. I mean, you know, I could have been a contender. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, music's my thing. Yeah, music's my thing. What was I going to say? I'll have to check it out. I haven't seen it in a long time. So I'm excited for you because this really looks good. I got to see it. So it's available now, right? People can see it now.
Yes, absolutely. So it's on any of those venues I mentioned. Probably the most frequently that people would see it is Amazon. Probably the easiest place to find it.
Right. And what was the best part of working on this particular movie?
Just a great ensemble. We had a lot of fun filming it, a lot of laughs in between takes and stuff. Just some really, really, really funny people on it. Giovanni Navarro is an example. He plays a character called Jesus.
I saw him in the trailer. Yeah, he looks hysterical.
Yeah, and he had us cracking up in between takes and stuff. So yeah, it was that ensemble feel and the laughs in between takes that made it a pleasure to work on. And then when I saw it, I was like, all right, it's funny and it looks good. I'm happy.
Yeah. How many different locations did you have to film at? Because Adam is somewhat trapped in the house to some degree.
Yeah. So that actually was helpful to limit the number of locations, but we did some outside stuff too. We went to the marina in Marina Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
We had some things shot out on the street. Trying to think if there was other stuff. I think those were the main ones. We only had a day, maybe two, of locations other than Adam's house.
Mm.
So that's a helpful thing when screenwriters are working. They always say, if you want to get a film made, you want to limit the number of locations and try to have it indoors. So this made great use of this space and brought in the variety through characters and plot rather than
It's a lot cheaper. Yep, a lot cheaper and a lot less stress of moving things around, right?
And then that saved them some money to use on the special effects, which are pretty amazing for the ghost character.
Yeah, yeah, it looked really good. I saw it. Yeah, it looked very ghostly. She looks very ghostly. Yeah.
Yep, and she's terrific in it too. Shay Denison, she's a great young actor.
Yeah, and I don't want to give too much of the movie away. Do you want to tell them a little bit more than what we're talking about, or no? You want to give a little more premise there?
It's hard
there,
to summarize, but I would say it's primarily a romantic comedy of Adam and Eve in a modern setting getting together. But then Adam is caught up in some crime stuff that's going on and a conspiracy that revolves around secret government files about UFOs.
Mm. Yeah.
And then there's
that's
ghost
right.
living in his house. Who's an
right.
opera
that's,
singer,
what I,
so
that's what I said. There's a lot going on in this, but I'll tell you, it looks definitely action packed, fast moving, you know, definitely keeps you watching it. I mean, I saw the trailer and I want to see more, you know.
That's what we want to hear. Great. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. It's fun and funny.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, it looks really funny and it looks good. And again, it's got so much going on in it that I need to see more after watching the trailer. And if you guys want to watch the trailer, go to YouTube and look for Adam's Package and you could see the trailer and it'll entice you like it's done to me, I'm sure. So what's next for Tim Mullen?
Well, I am getting a new agent. I've got 5 offers. I'm choosing amongst them. And I actually just worked on a movie that earned me my SAG, my Screen Actors Guild eligibility. So I'll be joining the union at some point.
Great.
So I'm excited. I'm kind of at the start of the next chapter in my acting career out here. So hopefully some small parts on television and in feature films.
Excellent. And you started late, so you got a good start. You got a good start, even though you started late.
You know, I don't think I could have made it out here in LA in Hollywood in my 20s, not because I wasn't talented enough, but I didn't have the backbone, the self-confidence. Now when I walk out of an audition, I'm like, whatever, I did my best. If I get a call back, great, but I don't sweat it. And that's an important thing to have as an actor, because it's a lot of rejections. You got to just hold out and be like, no, I know I'm good, and the right projects will.
Now you're writing. I mean, have you ever considered a screenplay or a movie to some degree, or even another book?
Yeah, I've written a couple of pieces. I wrote a Christmas screenplay that I am shopping around. Had one pitch to Netflix. So waiting on a couple of possibilities there. Yeah, that it's a Hallmark style Christmas movie, and I don't know if you're a fan of those, but by and large, the quality of those is pretty low. So.
I haven't seen many. So I'm a classic. If I'm going to watch a Christmas movie, it's going to be a classic, you know, so because I don't know.
Wonderful
that,
Life.
Yeah, I haven't seen any in a long time that, well, I shouldn't say that. I just don't, I don't watch much TV that much anymore. I mean, I was a TV fanatic or, you know, but I'm so busy with this show now, I barely get to see anything. I was fortunate enough to watch over the weekend the new Soprano movie that came out, The Many Saints of Newark, and I got to see that was
his son.
Yeah, I got to see that on HBO Max. So, and I'll tell you, after this pandemic, I hate to be one of those people, but I enjoyed the comfort of my home now. So I'm cool with that. So if I can watch something TV, if I can watch something on TV, I'm fine. I mean, I do love the theater atmosphere. Don't get me wrong, you know, and everything that comes along with it. But I like being in my house now. I like it. I like it a lot. The pandemic did me good.
Not having to deal with crinkling candy wrappers and people talking and texting.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah, that's what I mean. I like it in the privacy of my own home.
So I'm kind of legendary amongst my family and friends for being a shusher of people talking in the movies. So I've almost gotten my butt kicked a few times for telling the wrong person to quiet down.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I was just talking to someone today, and they went to the movies, and there was a guy sitting in front of them with like a top hat, and they asked kindly, "Can you remove your hat? This is how I dress." So he wasn't too happy, and so they just got up and moved to another seat so they could avoid, because people are nuts now, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. So when you talk to somebody, but
is he a Lincoln impersonator or something?
Who knows? Maybe he thought he was the Cat in the Hat. I don't know what the hell he thought he was. I don't know. I didn't see what the hat looked like. I didn't ask what it was. Maybe it was like one of those, you know what, Slash from Guns N' Roses wears. Like the leather top hat. Maybe it was one of those. I don't know. Who knows? Listen, people are weird. Who knows?
I don't know what Slash used to wear. It looked like a magician's hat that you'd pull a rabbit out of. I don't know what you call those. Frosty the Snowman had one, too.
No, because Abraham Lincoln was the stovetop. So I don't know what they called the one that, like you said, the magician's hat. Maybe it's called a magician's hat. I don't know. You know?
Well, it's a kind of top hat. Certainly.
Yeah, top hat.
Know.
Right. Yeah. I would think a top hat. Now I'm looking. You got to make me look. I got to look.
You're Googling?
Yeah. A topper. It's called a topper. The stylish looking top hat is the envy of stage magicians. It comes in one color, black. But magic users who want to push the envelope might add an inch or two to its height. What is
we
magician's
learned something
hat?
Today.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
there's another one.
A separate name for it.
Yeah. Now, this is weird. It says, what are magician's hat called? And this one says, a witch hat. Now, that doesn't make sense. I don't think that's correct. Yeah. Magic hat. Here we go. Magic hat. There you go. I don't know. Yeah, I was curious, too. I had to look it up. Well, Tim, is there anything else you'd like everybody to know out there about you, where they can find out more information about you? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Sure. I have. So I spent a lot of the COVID time in isolation, just building up my online presence. So I've got a website,
nice.
timmullen.com,
mm-hmm.
YouTube channel, and you can look me up on IMDb. And I forgot to give a shout out to the most important person on this movie, which is Andrew Chiaramonte, who's our writer and director, co-writer and director co-wrote it with Emmett also. But anyways, Andrew is the guy who made all this happen, and just wanted to say thank you to him for including me in this awesome project.
Yeah, and thank you for such a wild imagination, Andrew. Because this movie is something, I'm telling you. I mean, again, based on this trailer I saw, it is a lot going on, and I can't wait to see it. So, well, I'm very excited for you, and what a pleasure to get to speak with you tonight, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and let's hope Netflix picks up that script.
Oh, me too. And thank you. So it's great to kind of meet you, and hopefully you'll
be in
person.
Yes, exactly, right? Same here. The same here. Pleasure speaking with you. Everybody, Tim Mullen, everybody, check out Adam's Package. It's streaming right now on Amazon, Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Buddha, anywhere you can find a streaming, you'll find Adam's Package. Check it out. Tim plays the therapist, and It really looks like a great little movie. So give it a shot. Check it out. And Tim, again, I can't thank you enough for joining me. It was a pleasure to meet you as well and speak with you. And I wish you all the best. And if you ever have any other projects and you want to come back, give me a call.
Thank you so much, Joanne. It was a pleasure.
You too. Take care, Tim. Thank you so much. Tim Mullen, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. Again, you guys need to check out this trailer. Go to YouTube and go to Adam's Package trailer. And there is a lot going on. And you will not be bored watching this movie. I haven't even seen it. And I can tell you that just by the trailer, there is so much happening. It's like it looks like five stories in one with the same characters. So there's a lot happening, and it looks good. It looks funny. It looks really funny too. So, and Tim is such a nice guy. I wish him the best. That's for sure. You know what? I'm not going to wish people luck anymore because they don't need it. They have a talent and they're doing it already. They don't need luck. They've got it. They're doing it. And I mean, of course everybody needs luck, but you know, it doesn't hurt. That's for sure. So listen, we are going to continue the month of Rocktober, and what do we got? Sunday, the 10th, we've got author Gabrielle Stone. She's got a new book out, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. And on Wednesday, we have Carmine Appice. He's the drummer from Vanilla Fudge. He's played with Bon Jovi. He's played with so many people. And you probably know his brother Vinny as well. Carmine's been on the show before, and he's kind enough to come back and join us for Rocktober. I couldn't think of anybody else to join us for October because, I mean, you're talking rock, that's Carmine. And then on the 16th, I am going to do a one-hit wonder night, and I pray I can get the music downloaded like I want to do so it sounds better than it has for the last two music shows that I've done. So we're going to do a one-hit wonder night, and I'm going to play some of the greatest one-hit wonders, and that's going to be fun. And on the 17th, we've got Jay Edwards. He's a musician, and I believe we're going to be playing some music for him. I'm not sure. And I haven't received it yet, so I don't know. And then on the 20th, we've got actress and etiquette expert Zoe Yeoman. That's going to be interesting. And then on the 23rd, I'm going to do another music night, and that is a remake night. It's going to be a cover night. So it's going to be the original version of a song versus the cover. And that's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to enjoy that. If you don't, I will. So what can I say? I'm having fun, and I'm here to let you have fun. So if you're not having fun, tell me. I'll do what I can to make you have fun. I'm having a good time. And then on the 24th, we've got Scott May. He's the keyboardist from the Ides of March, and he's got a new project out, and we're going to hopefully play some of his new stuff. So I haven't gotten that yet either. And then on the 28th, hold on, folks. Sorry. Bear with me. Sorry. I dropped something. Oh, my body. Whew, sorry about that. Oh, it's so hard to move around. Anyway, on the 28th, we've got Mr. Marshall Thompson joins us again, and he's from the Shy Lights. And that's going to be pretty cool. And on the 31st, we just booked the 31st for Halloween. We booked Mr. Tim. I got it over here. I know that I can't move around. And why do I have things so far away? I don't know. Anyway, Tim, where are you? Oh, bear with me. Oh, God. Ooh, this is why I'm not in the office, because all this moaning and groaning I do with the pain in my body. But there we go. Tim Lee. And he's got a new vampire movie out. And Dracula's, he didn't send me the info, but it's Dracula's something. I'm not even going to guess because I'll butcher it. So, but anyway, Tim Lee will be joining us on the 31st. He's got a new horror movie coming out. Something to do with Dracula. I just don't know the full title, and I don't want to try to guess because I will only butcher it. So anyway, I hope you guys are all doing well. It's Wednesday evening. Pardon me. What a pleasure meeting Tim. I hope you guys enjoyed meeting him as well. And please go check out Adam's package. It looks really funny. And if you do, give me a call. Let me know what you thought of it. I'm also going to be giving away, since it's October, I have some skeleton jewelry that actually is handmade. And I'm going to post that soon. I'll be giving that away to lucky callers. So, and I've got about a couple of necklaces and some light switch plates. And way back, I used to sell horror products. And so I have a lot of this stuff laying around and never used, never touched. So it's yours for the taking. All you got to do is call in to win. Anybody, I don't care. You don't have to do anything. Just call. You don't have to guess a trivia question, which I should make you do, but I won't. Maybe I will. You know, we were supposed to do a trivia night with my friend Steve Cannon, who's also a DJ. He's been a DJ for a long time, a radio host, and COVID hit, and he got under the weather, and I got busy, and we just never connected again. And that goes for a lot of people, unfortunately, that reach out to me, and I try to stay in touch, but I get so many messages that the messages start falling to the bottom. And if you reached out to me, if you don't come back, I don't see it. So I do apologize. If you have reached out to me and you're listening and you have not heard back from me, please email me again or message me again so that you get at the top of the list. And we're already booking for November, believe it or not. So we have to move on to November because I am overly booked for October already. And let's see. Yeah, November 10th, we've already booked in. And I've got a lot of people asking me to come on again. So I'm going to have to start booking in November. So, because I can't book anymore in October. I'm only one person, people. But anyway, so yeah, no, we got some great guests for October. And I hope you're enjoying it. And especially the music nights. I love those. I mean, I love all our guests, but especially the music. I love when we have the music guests, artists on. And so I had somebody I reached out to. It was a crazy, far-fetched thing, but they said they would get back to me shortly, and we will see. We shall see. If that happens, oh, my God. Oh, and thank you to Blog Talk Radio for continuing to put us on their homepage. I thank you so much. We must be doing something right, and I appreciate that. And I never thought I'd be here. So, you know, that just goes to show, folks, anybody can do this. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy it. I really do. I'm just hanging out, meeting some great people. And we have great conversation. And they're all wonderful people. And we become fast friends, which is great. And it doesn't hurt to meet new people, that's for sure. So anyway, again, check out Adam's package online. Go to Amazon Prime. It's on there, Apple TV, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu, and more. And I guess anywhere you could stream. But in the meantime, before you see it, if you want to check out the trailer, go to YouTube for Adam's package trailer, and you can see what I'm talking about when I say there's a lot going on. And it looks like a really funny movie, and you got to pay attention because there's so much happening. But anyway, Tim plays the therapist in the movie, and it looks good. It looks really good. So I'm definitely going to check it out in my leisure. When that is, I don't know, but I will find time. I promise I will. Because it looks really good. So it's Wednesday. The weekend is coming. So, of course, I'm going to close with weekend. Okay, folks? Take care. Tim Mullen, thank you so much. All the best to you. Good luck with the movie. And we shall see you guys on Sunday with Gabrielle Stone for her new book, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.